Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And with us now is New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly on the occasion of his 15th anniversary of first becoming commissioner. 15 years ago this week, appointed by Mayor David Dinkins in 1992, after a hiatus during the Giuliani years, Mayor Bloomberg brought him back, and Kelly himself is now mentioned as a possible mayoral candidate for 2009. So we will talk past, present, and future with Ray Kelly right now. Commissioner, welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be with you, Brian.
I read that you are the only person ever to have held every rank in the NYPD. True?
Well, I haven't held every rank, certainly every civil service rank, and just about every rank, but no, there are ranks that I didn't hold.
How many ranks is that? Do you know that offhand?
There's probably maybe 12 when you go all the way up the ranks, the police officer, then there's detective sergeant, lieutenant, captain, and then appointed ranks above that.
Long, gradual way up the chain, huh?
Right.
I read that President Clinton offered you the job of FBI director, and you turned it down before it went to Louis Freeh. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. I was contacted when I was police commissioner the first time. I mean, they never say, here's the job, but would you be interested? Come down for an interview, that sort of thing. But I had just become police commissioner. Of course, I was a product and am a product of this great New York City Police Department. So I was honored to be commissioner, and I didn't want to leave in 1993.
Would you consider it if another President Clinton offered you the job?
I'm just focusing on being police commissioner. It's the best job that I've ever had, and I want to enjoy it.
How about Homeland Security Secretary?
Well,
most New Yorkers think you would be much better for that than anyone they've had so far.
Well, that's flattering, but I'm focusing all my energies on being police commissioner.
Still dwelling in the past, you were commissioner during the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, and you have said you mistakenly thought at the time that it was an isolated crime, not part of a larger effort. Do you think the city made policy mistakes in responding to that bombing?
Oh, I certainly wasn't the only one who thought it was an isolated incident. We were not equipped to make that assessment in 1993. We relied on the federal authorities, and the federal authorities looked at it as a isolated incident. If you recall, the individual who rented the Ryder truck in New Jersey showed up 6 days later to get his deposit. That was seen as a bit of a joke. You know, the gang couldn't shoot straight, and it was seen as a one-time event. Obviously, we were all very much mistaken. It should have been a wake-up call. It wasn't, and you know, we paid the price in a lot of ways since then.
People criticized Mayor Giuliani for putting the Emergency Command Center in the World Trade Center after that first bombing, where, of course, it was destroyed when they needed it on 9/11. Did you second-guess that?
Hindsight is always 20/20. You know, you can second-guess a lot of things. We've learned a lot from the experiences of September 11th. We've done more than any other city in the world to protect ourselves from another terrorist event. Should it have been placed there in retrospect? No, it should not have. But there were a lot of things that should not have gone forward after the 93 bombings, and they did.
Did you second guess that at the time? Did it ever occur to you to think, gosh, they're putting the command center right in the middle of the obvious target?
You know, Brian, quite frankly, I was in Washington at the time. I was deeply immersed in my job as Undersecretary of the Treasury and U.S. Customs Commissioner. I'm not certain I even or ever focused on where the command center was placed prior to September 11th.
There are people who want you to run for mayor in 2009. How interested are you?
I have no plans to run for any elective office.
No plans is usually what people say when they don't want to rule it in but not quite rule it out.
I have no desire to run for elective office. How's that?
No desire to run for elected office. So you will not be a candidate for mayor in 2009?
I don't see that happening.
Are you registered in a political party?
I'm an independent.
You're an independent. Right. So you give up your opportunity to vote in primaries.
That's correct.
And that's worth it to you to what? To maintain your
independence?
Well,
I think in this job in a law enforcement capacity, in the police commissioner's role, you should be independent. You shouldn't go to, you know, political fundraisers or those sorts of things. You should be independent, and that's one of the reasons why I've chosen that route.
And if you were to run for mayor, you would need positions on things like housing and health care and education that are out of your experience. You're not spending time developing positions on those things?
Well, I certainly have opinions on all of them, but yeah, I'm not spending my free time writing thought pieces on it or consulting think tanks on it.
Any opinion that you want to share about what whoever the next mayor is might want to do or focus on?
Housing. I mean, it is a tremendous problem. I don't know where people are getting the money to live in the city. You know, we're now in Manhattan. We're the land of $1 million studio apartments, which is kind of incredible. So, you know, where is the so-called middle class going to live in the city as we move forward?
Do you support the current rent stabilization laws?
Well, I'm not going to start getting into the political issues here, Brian. They're pretty clever, but I'm not going to start getting into those areas. My focus is obviously on law enforcement.
Are you endorsing anyone for president this year?
No.
And have you donated money to any candidate
No.
for president? Who would you vote for between Rudy Giuliani and Hillary Clinton?
You got to be kidding.
Between Giuliani, you're not going to say.
Okay. No, come on.
Okay. All right. We've done past and future. We're going to take a break. Then we'll talk about the present law enforcement in New York City
okay.
with New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, my guest on WNYC. Stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We continue with New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly. Commissioner Governor Spitzer said last Monday, October 8th, that he would try to convince you that his driver's license for illegal immigrants plan is good for law enforcement. Has he convinced you?
We have discussions that are ongoing between the Corporation Council's attorneys, New York City Corporation Council, and the governor's staff on the issues. They are complicated, they are intricate, and I'm going to reserve a judgment until those discussions are
concluded. So there's a negotiation going on between the city and the state over this.
Well, there are I don't know if you call it negotiation, but there are discussions that are going forward to see if there is some common ground.
Can you give me an example of a legal issue, of a nuanced legal issue? Because in the media, they usually play it as black and white. Illegal immigrants should have driver's licenses or shouldn't have driver's licenses.
Well, I think one of the issues is the concept of having people who are not licensed now get licenses and get insurance and thereby being taught how to drive a car to get a license. So there's lots of issues that the governor's people see as beneficial to the driving public. So these are, you know, the type of issues that are being surfaced during these discussions.
Like how to get them driver education?
Well, I don't want to go into all the details. As a matter of fact, I am not involved in these discussions, so I don't know all the details of it. But, you know, we're trying to work it out.
All right. I want to play you three clips of local newsmakers on issues relevant to you and get your reactions. On the driver's license issue, this is Nassau County Executive Tom Suozzi on this show. Suozzi supports the idea.
Yes, I do, for the purpose that the governor supports it, which is that it will lower insurance rates. There will be less hit-and-run accidents, and it will contribute to ridding ourselves of an underground culture that exists. You know, at the same time, I support the idea of enforcing our borders and not encouraging illegal immigration in the first place.
Okay, so you told me negotiations are going on, but can you say on any of those points, whether you agree or disagree, that it would lower insurance rates, reduce hit-and-run accidents, and help get rid of an underground culture?
Well, these are all premises which were the basis for the governor moving forward. I'm not certain they've proven proven out. We haven't done it yet. So,
but these are law enforcement questions.
Yeah,
so.
Well, insurance is not a law enforcement question. I'm not certain
hit what and run
impacts would be. Hit and run accidents. I think it's reasonable to assume that hit and run accidents would decrease because people are leaving the scene if they don't have identification or not properly licensed. So, yeah, I mean, this is the type of subject matter that's being discussed now between the governor and the New York City attorneys.
And underground culture, presumably that has implications for black market and violent crime.
Yes, true.
Swazi also, in our conversation, lambasted federal immigration agents for their raids on, I think, 96 homes on Long Island, only six of which netted the people they were looking for, if I've got the numbers right. Swazi says the feds destroyed the trust of immigrant families, which hurts law enforcement. What did you think of those raids?
Well, again, they happened in Nassau County. We do have experience here with the federal government, with ICE, as it's called, the acronym, the Customs Enforcement Agency. We have a good relationship. They do some things on their own, things that we're not aware of because they are a federal agency. Normally, if they're going to do something, they notify us. So we have a strong working relationship. I'm not familiar with the details of what happened in Nassau County, but obviously I know that Commissioner Mulvey was concerned about it, raised those issues with them. It seems that now they have reached some sort of accommodation where they're communicating better, I can only assume.
Would you allow that sort of raid in New York City in that way?
Well, if in fact it was conducted in a way that appears to be conducted in Nassau County, we'd be very much concerned as well, and we would voice our concerns to them.
Another clip, Rudy Giuliani speaking to the NRA about why he supported gun control when he was mayor of New York in ways that he no longer does.
What I was doing during the time that I was mayor is taking advantage of every law and every interpretation of every law that I could think of to reduce crime in New York City. And to say that I was excessive in doing that, do not feel singled out. I was excessive in every way that I could think of in order to reduce crime. I enforced the gun laws that existed strongly and the interpretations that existed strongly, but I also enforced the laws very strictly against all other things. It's part of the broken windows theory. Some people call it excessive. I thought it was intense, but the reality is I was trying to achieve a result, which is to reduce crime in New York.
Commissioner Kelly, what's your reaction to that? Do we need those gun policies that Mayor Giuliani advocated back then and Mayor Bloomberg and you advocate now, I think, any less than during the Rudy years?
No way. We need them now as much as we needed them then. We still have a proliferation of guns on the streets of our city. Crime is way down. The homicide rate this year is as low as it's ever been. But even so, there are still young men being killed virtually every day. We had two homicides yesterday with guns. So it is a problem. It's a national problem. It's a big city problem. A problem it is worse in some other cities than it is here. But the mayor has taken this issue head on. We need to have the federal government come to grips with this national issue and give us a national gun control policy.
So,
until that time, we're going to continue to have these homicides. 60% of the homicides happen in New York City happening with illegal guns. 90% of the guns that we confiscate are coming from out of state. They're not coming from New York.
So when Mayor Giuliani says that policy was needed at that time when he was mayor, but isn't needed now anymore, is he abandoning New York?
Well, I don't know if that's what he's saying, that it's not needed now.
He said 9/11. He said a little after the clip we played when he spoke to the NRA, he said 9/11 changed his position on gun rights.
Well,
what do you think about that?
I'm not certain. I didn't read what he said. I have to know what he means by changing his position. He's obviously running, you know, for office, and I don't want to get involved in the campaign issues. I think we need the strongest possible gun control legislation in this country, and we need very aggressive enforcement in the city, and that's precisely what we're doing.
Did 9/11 change your opinion about gun rights at all?
Absolutely not.
Is crime on the rise in New York right now? Gang crime especially seems to be on the rise elsewhere. We're hearing about it a lot in the news. Governor Corzine was speaking about it with respect to New Jersey. That was the basis of the immigration raids on the island. They were going after gangs. Do we have the problem here?
We're at record low crime rates in New York City. Crime is down 26% since September 11th, 2001. This year, it's down another 7%. As I said before, a homicide level this year is as low as it's ever been. It's down. We're down 82 homicides today from where we were last year at this time. Every year under the Bloomberg administration, we've had fewer than 600 homicides. We never had a year where we had less than 600 homicides since 1963, when we started to accurately record them.
Why are we immune? If crime is going up elsewhere and we're still going down or staying very low, why is New York different?
I think our strategies and tactics are working. We have our Operation Impact that's worked very well for us, where we take our young officers graduating from the police academy, put them in areas where there might be a spike in crimes of violence or shooting. We have a real-time crime center. We have our CompStat that is still functioning. I think the cops are doing an outstanding job in this city, and you're right. We are going against a national trend. Do we have a gang problem here? We have gangs here, but we have a much smaller gang problem than they have in other cities.
Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, my guest on WNYC for another few minutes. Final clip, PBA Union Chief Pat Lynch. They're filing suit against the city for your new policy requiring breathalyzer tests for cops who kill or wound someone in the line of duty. Here's Pat Lynch.
This is done for politics, plain and simple. This police commissioner met with Al Sharpton. We do not believe that Al Sharpton should be dictating police policy here. It's curious that a meeting happens. Mr. Sharpton says that's his top priority, and shortly after, this policy comes into effect.
Your reaction to Pat Lynch?
I never had a discussion with Al Sharpton about this issue. No way. This recommendation emanated
from... Did someone in the department?
No. Never. This recommendation emanated from an undercover review committee that we put in place after the Sean Bell shooting. These are experienced executives, police executives, who have over 200 years of collective law enforcement experience. And they made 18 recommendations having to do with selection and training of undercover officers. And in addition, they recommended that we use a breathalyzer to determine if or to add to the information or evidence as to whether or not officers are fit for duty after a shooting. This is a determination that has to be made by our duty captains or executives every time there is a shooting. This is a tool to help them make that determination.
The breathalyzer rule is one reaction to the Sean Bell shooting. You also have new best practice guidelines for nightlife establishments, and you've just appointed a new deputy commissioner for training, also, I think, as a response to the incident. So the big picture, 10 months after the shooting, is what, in your opinion?
Well, we're having a trial that's going forward in January, but I'm not certain what you mean by
the big picture in terms of departmental response on the underlying issues, or what people perceive as the underlying issues.
Well, let me tell you some of the things that we did. We did put in place the recommendation from the undercover review committee that we established after the shooting. We asked the RAND Corporation, an organization that's been in existence for 60 years, well-respected entity that does a lot of government work, to look at our shooting policies and practices. They are coming forward with their recommendations probably before the end of the year. We said we want a clean sheet of paper examination of our policies and our training, and we'll have that. I think we've reached out to the community. We've done total immersion training for our officers when they graduated from the police academy, at a four-day community relations training starting in the Apollo Theater in June of this year, and we'll do it for this class that's in the academy. I think our relations with the diverse communities of the city — this is, by the way, the most diverse city in the world — our relations are better than they've ever been. We had the Sean Bell incident, and unfortunately, you know, incidents like that do happen. But we have, I believe, a reservoir of goodwill that we can fall back on or draw from We'll see what happens with the trial of these officers.
We're over time by a minute. I'm going to extend you two more minutes. Real quick on this. Does the internet make law enforcement's job easier or harder?
I think it probably both in a lot of different ways. We can get information, of course, on the internet. We communicate using it. We'll be using some of that to we actually have a wireless system that we're putting in place now. Not exactly the internet, but it's just an indication of the, you know, the changes in technology that are affecting law enforcement. We do get a lot of information though from the internet, and people like young children are being contacted by predators, pedophiles, that sort of
That's
thing.
One
we
of the challenges.
A proliferation of that. It's an issue that we try to try to address with our computer crimes unit. So it's both a help and a hindrance.
What do you consider your greatest accomplishment and greatest frustration so far as police commissioner?
Well, I can tell you what the frustration is, and I don't know if I'm personally to blame for this, but the $25,000 starting salary for New York City police officers is a disgrace in my judgment, and it has severely impacted on our ability to hire, to meet our headcount goals. We're about 2,000 officers short of where we were, and all of our indications from surveys that we do are that it's because of the salary.
Greatest accomplishment?
As far as accomplishments, crime continues to go down. We had a 12% reduction in headcount from what this department looked like in October of 2000. We're down 12%. That's over 5,000 officers, yet we're down in crime 26% since September 11, 2001. And we have the most robust, comprehensive counterterrorism program of any city in the world. And we're now the most, by far, the most representative agency in city government as far as the population of this city is concerned.
Final thing. I saw an article that said you haven't taken a vacation since 2002. Is that true?
Well, I've taken days here and there, but nothing you could categorize as a vacation. If you go away on this job, you're on a phone all the time. So it's you're either in it or you're not in it. You got to do this 110%, or you can't do it at all.
What do you do to relax?
Oh, I work out. I read. I do. Watch television, TiVo. TiVo, my favorite shows, and catch up on them when I can.
What are your favorite shows?
I like The Daily Show and Colbert, Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert.
You watch cop shows?
No, not really.
That wouldn't make you relax.
No, I've been, you know, too close to the subject matter, you know.
New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly endorsing Colbert and The Daily Show. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay tuned.